This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. CU researchers will investigate whether improving classroom air quality with air purifiers can help students miss fewer school days. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Last year, more than a third of Colorado students were chronically absent, missing at least 10% of school days. There are many reasons, such as bullying, but asthma is a leading reason due to chronic illness. A team of researchers and engineering students helped install air quality monitors and air cleaners with HEPA filters in tens of thousands of classrooms statewide. The team will compare student absenteeism rates in classrooms with air purifiers to those without. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A partial solar eclipse will be visible in parts of Colorado October 14th. A local expert warns you should shop carefully for sunglasses if you want to watch it. Doug Duncan, the former director of Boulder's Fisk Planetarium, said special glasses are essential for safe viewing, but there are a lot of poorly made knockoffs on the market.
Don't buy from a random online place. Go to a big hardware store chain. They usually carry these nowadays, and they're not very expensive.
Duncan said the eclipse will start shortly after 9 a.m. on October 14th. People in the Four Corners region should have the best view. Driving rules have changed for Colorado's roundabouts. Starting this week, a new traffic law says drivers must let trucks, buses, emergency vehicles, and large RVs go first, no matter what. In all other cases, drivers inside the roundabout get right of way. And a new endangered animal has moved to the Denver Zoo. Officials hope it's looking for love. Machis tree kangaroos live only in Papua New Guinea. Researchers estimate there are just 2,500 left in the world. The Denver Zoo took in a female named Pearl this summer, and she'll soon be joined by a male named Tristan, who recently moved to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.